what do you do when your boyfriend's hero kind of turns out to be a red flag? Paige is now stuck between protecting a relationship or speaking up. She's on the phone. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is this Paige?
It is. Hi.
Hi, Paige. I know it's early. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
thank you.
Yeah, tell us what's up.
So, I just really need some advice.
Okay.
I feel like you guys are good at that. So, maybe you could give me some advice.
I don't know if we're good at it, but we do it.
So, the other day, I was at the gym, absolutely fighting for my life on the climbing wall. And okay. I'm on like my seventh circuit, you know,
wow.
Arms shaking, legs jelly, just like in my zone.
Right.
And out of nowhere, I feel hands on my butt.
Oh!
Pushing me up, like lifting me up over the wall. And I freeze. And then I hear, I thought you could use a hand.
Oh.
And then, in like this even creepier voice, wow, boy, oh boy, my brother's a lucky man.
Oh.
Is this
and I
your
turn
boyfriend's
around.
Brother?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend's older brother.
Wow.
I've only met him once before, briefly. And like, so he doesn't know me. You know, we're not friends. And so like the fact he would do that and say that.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, like, I didn't ask for help. I wasn't, like, looking around, looking for help on the wall. I didn't even know he was there.
You were in danger of falling.
Yeah, no. And the comment just felt off. And
right.
I just left feeling weird and just, like, kind of gross, you know?
Okay, yeah. I can appreciate that for sure.
So then now you're wrestling with, do I want to tell my boyfriend about it?
Yeah, because, like, I really don't want to start family drama. I just don't want to start drama. My boyfriend, like, idolizes his older brother. He really looks up to him. And, like, I'm scared if I say something, it'll just, like, blow up into this huge thing. And it'll somehow become my fault. And, like, I just still feel gross. Like, I feel like what happened crossed the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's different than, like, putting his hands on your sides or something like that. Like,
well, just putting hands on her at all is a little presumptuous.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right.
In the moment. But are you going to have to be around him again soon? This was just like a by chance he happened to be there too.
Well, they're at the same gym, so I'm sure she's going to see him again.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see him at the gym and then I'm sure I'll see him at family things. Like, I don't see him often, but it's just like, I don't know, like, my best friend says I 100% need to tell my boyfriend, because he deserves to know, but, like, and then I ask my sister's like, oh, let it go, like,
yeah,
like, you know, it's probably a misunderstanding, just, like, move on.
Right, but if it happens again, or something else that causes an alarm happens again, then maybe you say something?
Yeah, like, I'm really torn between, like, protecting the peace, you know, and not causing a scene.
Right.
But also, like, I feel gross. So, like, it's like, do I trust my gut? Like, do I tell him what happened?
Yeah.
Do I keep it to myself? Do I hope it just never happens again? Like, I just wonder, like, what would you do in this situation? What would you do?
See, I'm completely different, though. I would have been like, thank you.
You're like, oh, was it nice and firm?
Take it as a compliment.
Old mama hasn't been touched like that in a while, so.
It might be a statement of where I am in my life right now.
I mean.
But no, I get how it made you feel in the moment. You're like, what is that? What is that?
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, and you're right. That is very presumptuous to touch
right,
your butt.
Unless you said, hey, can you give me a hand?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just put your hand right on my tush. You're fine.
You didn't give him that permission.
No, you didn't. Well, we do have a bunch of people already texting in. So, you know, we'll see what they have to say. But then my first reaction is you probably should just, like, tell your boyfriend in a weird sort of way, like, hey, kind of
something happened at the gym.
Yeah,
the other
something
day.
Weird happened, and I just want to put it on your radar, you know, type of thing. I don't know. That'd be me, but Paige, thank you for letting us chat with you, and you know, we'll message you back with what everybody said so you can go back to sleep.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Just check in later.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're the best.
Yeah. Sorry. I realize that our morning show isn't always conducive to those who.
It's
work.
Not the best time to get this kind of advice. Right. Sure.
Right. All right.
Our office hours are on.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. No worries.
Thank you. Yeah. I just want to hear what people say because I just don't know what to do. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. Jessica said, I would definitely tell your boyfriend. If he doesn't see an issue with it, then that is a red flag.
Okay.
All right.
Also tell the boyfriend if he puts it back on you, you know everything you need to know. Okay.
So I don't know if you have experience with a sibling being the creep in a relationship that you've been in. Let us know how you handled that. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. So we just got off the phone with Paige. She had kind of a creepy incident happen at the gym. Her boyfriend's brother helped her up a climbing wall by putting his hands on her butt. And she was all like, that was creepy because I heard him say,
my brother's a lucky man.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, what do I do with that? It's kind of creepy. Do I tell my boyfriend? That could cause some drama. He idolizes his big brother. So what do we do?
Randy on Facebook said it would be helpful to know how you handle it in the moment. I mean, it kind of sounds like in the moment she maybe just brushed it off and didn't say much.
I was a little shocked. I'm like,
Because Randy said if you didn't say anything and kind of brushed it off, then yes, you do need to tell your boyfriend. If you put creepy bro in his place, I would say you could get away with maybe not saying anything because you handled it, but probably
That's
still tell the boyfriend.
Yeah. Jessica says I would definitely tell your boyfriend if he doesn't see an issue with it. Then, you know, that's a red flag. I think based on the comment he made, it wasn't a misunderstanding. So if you don't say anything now, if it happens again, and you have to tell your boyfriend at that point, he might wonder why you didn't tell him about the first time.
True. And I like Amy's approach. I would tell him like it was just some random guy. And then when he gets all mad and angry about it, say, oh, yeah, it was your brother. Because that's the kind of person I am.
Oh, wow. Amy. Okay.
I do kind of like that, where you describe it like, hey, I was needing help, and this creepy guy puts his hands on my butt and pushes me, helps me up.
And then I look down, and Yeah. Now, Trina says, kind of creepy. Not really, though. I feel like she's reaching a bit. That's how everyone gets up a rock wall.
Whoa. By getting a push from someone?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I don't have a lot of experience with rock walls, so.
Don't either.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tony the Welder says the comment was a shot to see your reaction.
Yeah.
To see,
I think so.
You know, if there might be some possibility of stealing you from his brother.
Yeah, I think that may be the case.
Which again would be crushing for her boyfriend.
Well, and awkward in and of itself. Like
all of that.
We've discussed that very scenario and situation on this show.
I know.
And it never turns out well. So, all right.
I hate confrontation.
I know you do.
Like this whole thing, this just whole scenario just gives me hives.
Yeah, just tell the boyfriend. Just bring it to him and say, hey, just wanted to let you know this happened, blah, blah, blah. And let your boyfriend figure it out.
Right. I thought it was a little weird. I mean, kind of a compliment, but also a little weird.
Kind of a compliment?
Well, I'm just saying.
She said she was creeped out by it and it made her fell off.
But I'm like, oh. Okay, thank you.
All right. Great.
We tell the boyfriend.
Yeah.
But just kind of like almost brushing it off, like so that, because she's afraid of causing like serious drama between the brothers.
Yeah. Well, that was the brother.
Okay.
She didn't.
No.
The brother did.
Okay.
Anyways, that's our thought.
All right.
Let us know what happens. Keep us posted.
Oh, dang.
Thanks for reaching out and letting us chat with you, Paige. That's group therapy.